Good afternoon and welcome to the Market Wrap for Wednesday the 5th of April. Well, the Aussie market was relatively flat today. It did just manage to edge higher by 1 point to close at 7,237 points. This means we made it to 8 straight days of gains, which is the first time this has happened in 5.5 years. Today we heard from the RBA Governor, Philip Lowe, where he basically reiterated some of the comments from yesterday after putting interest rates on hold. This will give time to assess the impact of the 10 straight rate hikes that we've already had, with some key economic data being released ahead of the Reserve Bank's next meeting, including jobs, which will be out next week, and quarterly inflation due to be released in 3 weeks. Now, moving on to sector performance today, we had 8 of the 11 sectors rising. Energy lost some of its gains, dropping by over 0.5%. Real estate was down and the materials sector fell by about 0.5%. The improvers included tech, healthcare, communication services and industrial, which all rose close to 0.75%. Now, looking at the best performers, gold stocks were actually some of the top performers today after the price of the precious metal advanced overnight, seeing gold prices above the US $2,000 per ounce mark. Silver Lake Resources was up around 5.5%, as well as De Grey Mining, Evolution Mining and Gold Road Resources rising as well. Core Lithium, however, was the real standout on the market today, up about 8% after it announced that its lithium is ready for export to China from its Northern Territory operation ahead of schedule. Viva Energy, another top performer today, which operates Shell in Australia, it rose by over 3% after announcing it will acquire OTR Group, which is a convenience store chain, for around $1.1 billion. It actually has been looking to increase its convenience store network in recent months and said they want to become Australia's leading convenience retailer. If we take a look at today's losers, BHP was again the biggest weight on the materials sector and on the market in general. It has actually fallen every day this week. Magellan Financial Group was amongst the worst performers as well, after announcing its net outflows has dropped almost $4 billion in March, and this comes after a $6.2 billion fall of net outflows in February. Whitehaven Coal was amongst the worst performers as well, as after it lifted most yesterday. And Woodside pulled back today after gains earlier in the week, but it did pay out its dividend of $2.15 per share to eligible shareholders. Now, if we look over to currencies, they were weaker across the board, with the Aussie dollar currently buying 67.1 US cents. Thanks and have a great night, everyone.